summary, and diagnosis. Completed the same way as the full assessment, indicate the primary diagnosis. If applicable, the secondary, tertiary, etc. Note. There should only be one primary and, if applicable, one secondary diagnosis identified. Additional diagnoses following the secondary may be added, if applicable. Example would be tertiary diagnosis. When documented correctly, the section justifies all three components of medical necessity. Reminders. The diagnostic summary needs to justify the diagnosis as well as describe the functional impairments. Include enough diagnostic criteria from the DSM-5 to support the consumer's diagnosis or diagnoses. Ensure risk factors are clearly documented. Information should be consistent with what was documented earlier in the reassessment.